Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
I'm going to leave it right here in New England this week, Chris. Another one of our Walter Payton Man of the Year honorees from the Patriots is Lawrence Guy this year. And Lawrence Guy, Chris, you know, he's been in the league 10, 11 years. I think this is his fifth or sixth in New England, but he's become a fixture here. You know, he hasn't missed any games. I mean, he's just one of those guys. He's a very, very good player. But, you know, I started reading, you know, the reasons why he was nominated for the Payton Award. And, you know, it's almost mind-boggling. First of all, him and his wife, we got to put his wife, Andrea, in the mix, too, because she helps him out a lot. But every year at the beginning of the school year, Chris, he fills backpacks with school supplies, at least 150 of them. And he'll seek out needy kids, you know, in the Massachusetts area and Connecticut area and, make sure they get into the right hands. And, you know, he's really into, you know, he had some learning disabilities, back in the day and he's never forgot about that. So he just volunteers an awful lot of time to various schools. He's involved in an adopt a school program. And ironically, adopted a school right up the road from here, Chris, in East Hartford, Connecticut, Goodwin Elementary School, where he basically, you know, he'll hop on a Zoom once in a while and talk to the kids and be there, as a role model and just talk to kids if they want it. They keep in touch on a regular basis. Around Thanksgiving, he's huge with Thanksgiving. I mean, they said, I think over the last 10, 11 years, Chris, he's given more than 15,000 meals for families at Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And this past year, he's provided a lot of meals to the Boys and Girls Club. And he's been known to have another holiday tradition. It's called Shop with a Jock. He actually gave 55 kids, all of them, $400 gift cards each. And that's just, again, we're only touching the surface of what he does. I mean, the list goes on and on if you go to the Man of the Year section of the NFL site, but, he's just that kind of guy. You know, he's got the Lawrence Guy Family Foundation. It encompasses a lot of the things I just said. But he's just everyone up here knows how good he is on the field, but they're getting more and more aware of what he's done off. And, you know, it'd be a sad day when he retires or he leaves New England, but his efforts up here will never be forgotten. So we got to give a shout out to Lawrence Guy tonight.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. So many different things that he and his wife are doing through their foundation. So kudos to Lawrence Guy. Great story, Bob. This week, my friend, I'm going to put my spotlight. As you remember, last week I spotlighted the Chiefs, Bills, and Giants fans for pouring in money to support the Buffalo local children's hospital following the Chiefs win over the Bills. Chiefs fans were donating in increments of $13 for the number of seconds it took the Chiefs offense to tie the game up against the Bills at the end of regulation. Well, this week, my spotlight is on Bengals fans for paying it forward and donating to Harvesters, which is the community food network in Kansas City. They're donating in increments of $9.27, 9 being Joe Burrow's number and 27 being the number of points that the Bengals scored on the Chiefs. And through yesterday, their donations helped pay for 6,000 meals for people in need in the Kansas City community. So kudos to the Bengals and their fans for paying it forward and donating to a great cause. And Bob, I just absolutely love this idea and the fact that it seems like it's starting to catch on. I hope that Bengals fans or Rams fans, whichever team ends up coming out on top, keeps the momentum going by donating to a worthy cause and needing folks in the other team's community, whichever team comes out, like I say, on the short end. These are the types of things that I really hope, Bob, takes off, not only just, you know, in football and carries over into next season, but I'd sure like to see the other major sports start doing the same things, at least when we get to the postseason, by donating to a worthy cause and people in need and the opposite team's community. I think this is a wonderful idea. I'm glad to see it seems like it's starting to catch some momentum. And I hope that momentum carries on, like I say, into the next football season in the NFL, but also into the other major sports. It's just such a win-win opportunity, Bob.
Yeah, and as we mentioned last week, Chris, and thanks for bringing that up. It's just a tremendous thing. As we mentioned last week, you know, all these fans that are, you know, at each other's throats on game days and on social media and et cetera, you know, you got to take some of that energy and why not, you know, channel it in a positive direction. You know, it's not 100% about negative energy. Once the game is over, you know, the reason why you're able to watch football is because of good deeds from people. And but you're right. I mean, again, and if there's anything we can do to keep plugging it, we'll mention it every time we see it. And we definitely hope it continues from here. Let's hopefully that it's contagious.
Yeah, 100%. And I love the fact that we're lifting people up. You think the theme, right, is, hey, the fans are down in this community. They just lost a big game. Let's do something and to lift those spirits up, and let's do it for the folks that really, really need it. Love the idea, and hopefully we hear more about it. And to your point, we will absolutely be reporting on it in our spotlight on the positive going forward. Okay, Bob, it's time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. Our sincere thanks again to Sean Wooden, Tony Collins, Ed Marinaro, and Blaine Bishop for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, thank you so much for sharing the show with me. You're fantastic, my friend.
That was a terrific show, and I feel the same for you, Chris. That was some good friends and guys that have been on a while, but my goodness, it was a lot of fun tonight.
Okay, scheduled to join us next week are our good friend and one of the great rock singers out there, Kevin Chalfant, will be back with us, as will Yale head coach Tony Reno. Looking forward to catching up with Coach Reno. Steelers legend and one of our all-time favorite guests here on the show, Rocky Blyer, will be here. And of course, Tony Collins will be here for our five-star picks of the week. See who Tony picks. And Bob, I hope that Tony picks the team that you don't think is going to win, so that this thing comes right down to the wire. I'm looking forward to seeing how that whole thing plays out. You can follow us on social media. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Please visit us on Facebook. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages. Plus, we've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com, to stay up to date with what our guest schedule looks like. And you can find the show available as a podcast on just about every major podcasting site and app out there. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Podbean, iTunes. If you've got a favorite podcasting app, we're probably on there as well. Just type Thursday Night Tailgate into the search bar. You'll find us there too. Bob, take us home, my friend.
All right. I look forward to next week, Chris. And tonight we want to thank our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. Good night, Rusty. And good night, Coach Reeves. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission, I